Thank you for calling the Depo Provera help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hey, Emmanuel, this is Joseph. I have a Miss Jacqueline Lawrence. Last name is Lawren, as in Nancy, C as in cat, E. Best phone number is 662-295-9179. She needs help with her depo claim.
Absolutely. I'm ready. Thank you.
All right, Miss Lawrence, I'll take you from here. Thanks so much, ma'am.
Hi
Okay,
there.
thank you.
Emmanuel here on a recorded line. Can you hear me okay? Awesome. I understand you're looking to see if you can participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And just to confirm here, you haven't signed with any other firm, either electronically or physically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. And then just to confirm here, who was the one diagnosed with meningioma? Yourself or a family member or?
Like that.
Yourself? Very sorry to hear that. Okay. And what state are you a resident of?
Say what now?
What state are you a resident of?
Mississippi.
Mrs. Okay. So you're a U.S. resident residing in Mississippi, correct? Thank you. Okay. And then what date were you diagnosed?
I call myself, and this all in my head. It was what date was I diagnosed, or what date was I start receiving
No, the date that you were
things?
diagnosed with the meningioma.
Okay, the date that I was on. December 2005.
December 2005, okay. And then, what date did you start using the depot?
Or date did I start using it? I think it was August 2000.
Okay. So August 2000, and then you stopped using it in around 2005 when you got sick, is that right?
Yes,
Or when
yes.
did you stop using it?
When did I stop?
Was it in 2005 or before or?
I think it was into, yeah, it was 2005, I believe, somewhere around November, I'm
Okay.
thinking, yeah.
Perfect. And just ballpark numbers are fine. No one's holding your hand to the fire. Obviously, some people don't even remember what they had for breakfast yesterday morning, let alone what happened a year ago, let alone what happened 20 years ago, right? So, best
Right, I'm
guesses
glad
are,
you understand
yeah, of
that.
course, of course. I know that for a fact. I'm one of those people. I don't remember what I had, yes, so no problem here. But just to confirm, this was the brand name Depo-Provera and not the generic that you used for at least 1 year and 4 times in a year. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Let me click this here, and then we know that you started using it after 1992, so I'll click that button. And then, do you know anybody else that ended up using the product that got sick as well, or not really?
I think I know, I think it's about two or three people that I know.
Okay. I'll provide you with my contact information at the end of the call, and then you can always pass that along to them.
The ones that I know that have it.
That got sick with meningioma as well. But we'll move on to
Okay.
the next question here. Will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Will
Will you confirm your gender for the recording, male or female?
Yeah. Female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name. They spelled it as JACKQUALINE. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then Lawrence, LAWRENCE.
Yes.
And then your email, JackieStowers71@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And cell phone 662-295-9179. What would be the your current mailing address?
P.O. Box 69 Artesia, A-R-T-E-S-I-A, Mississippi 39736. But my street address would be 192 Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, Robert Street, Artesia, Mississippi.
Okay, 192 Robert Street in Artesia.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I misspelled Artesia. Well, it comes up as Columbus, Mississippi as well.
Yeah, it would be the same. It would be the same.
Will it go to you if we put it as Columbus, will it go to you?
No, you probably would have to put Artesia.
Okay. All right. Artesia, Mississippi.
A-R-T-E-S-I-A.
Mm-hmm. And then give me the zip code one more time.
39736.
Oh, 39736. Okay. Yeah, for some reason my system isn't. Robert is R-O-B-E-R-T, right?
Yes.
Okay. Not a problem. I'll just... Robert Street, Artesia, Mississippi, and then 39736. And I'm sorry, did you say there was an apartment number or no?
No, I did not say.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And then this next section here is just when you got diagnosed, at what hospital or medical facility or medical center were you diagnosed at?
Where I was diagnosed?
Mm-hmm.
At Baptist Memorial Calhoun City, Mississippi, 38916.
Perfect. Alrighty. So I have that there. And then let me put in the name here, Baptist Memorial Hospital, Calhoun. And what was your doctor's name?
The doctor who prescribed the...
The one that diagnosed and treated you?
Oh, that diagnosed me. His name would be Dr. David Possum, the neurosurgeon.
Possum?
Dr. David, C-A-W-T-H-O-N.
Oh, okay. Let me. So C-A-W-T-H-O-N, right? Cawthon.
Yeah, C-A.
Perfect. And then you weren't diagnosed with any prior cancer before starting Depo, right?
Right.
Okay. And now, so Dr. David was the one that diagnosed and treated you, it sounds like. But what about the doctor that gave you the shots? What was their name?
The doctor that who prescribed the death horse shot would be Teresa L. Fitz, F-I-T-T-S.
And you said Teresa L as in Lima, and then Fitz, F-I-T-T-S?
Yes.
Okay. And did she give you the shots, or did she prescribe them and you picked them up at a pharmacy and then shot them yourself?
She prescribed the depot shot. She was the nurse practitioner.
Okay. And where were you picking up? From what pharmacy?
Oh, what pharmacy is that? I went to the hospital, the Baptist Memorial.
Okay, so you picked them up there. All right, perfect. Let me put that in there. I have that here. And then what clinic were you seeing Teresa at?
I was seeing her at the Baptist. At the Baptist.
Memorial? Okay, perfect. So same one? Got it. Alrighty, let me put that in there. Alrighty, and then either yourself or the doctors or the medical facility will have the medical records, right?
Right.
Okay, and then we're just about done here. A couple more sections. This next one just asks if you would like to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
No.
No. Okay. And then the last section is going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. Let me just scroll to that one there and let it load. And what is your date of birth?
4/6/71.
April 6th of 71?
Yeah, April 6th, 1971.
Okay, April 6th, 1971. Thank you. And then the last section is just your social.
My who?
The social.
425-37-6601. 5601.
I'm sorry, 5601. Okay. And then I'm going to send you an automated text message through DocuSign for a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to click next, okay?
Okay.
And that does show sent, so if you didn't get a notification, let me know, and I'll try to resend it.
Okay. It said, welcome to the session. Mrs. Franco Gary. Apply manual from Mass. So I click on that link.
Correct.
Okay. It just say SMS message from Mass Torch.
Yep, do you hit agree? Yes on that. Agree, right?
Okay. This envelope was also sent by email. Do I match continue?
Yep, you can.
Decline. Please review and act on these documents.
Correct.
What you gonna match? I agree. Use electronic records and signature.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Continue, right?
And it's got a long list of.
And then you'll just tap anywhere that's highlighted in yellow.
What? The signature?
Mm-hmm.
What I tap?
Yep, you'll tap it. It should pop up a white box. You'll use your finger, not your fingernail, your finger to draw your name. Or it'll let you select a pre-typed version.
Okay, adopt and sign.
Correct, uh-huh.
Okay. I guess we must went back to the...
Yeah, it'll kind of move around, and eventually okay, it'll let
you
tap...
Okay, I gotta sign it again.
Yep. You'll just keep tapping until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button. If you tap that yellow finish button and nothing happens, then we missed a signature somewhere. If not, then we should be all set.
Okay, I got the initiative. You're done signing. You may download and print using the icon above to learn more about signing quick here.
Yep, so you're all set.
I mentioned. So I'm done?
Yeah.
Oh, I must continue.
No, yeah. You don't hit, if you hit continue, it'll try to make you sign up. So you don't need to sign up. You're all set. In about a week or so, the firm will call you directly to do two things. Primarily, they're going to introduce themselves to you. And then secondly, they're going to double check what I sent over, make sure there's no spelling errors on your name or anything like that. And then they'll tidy you up in their system. So their call will be shorter than us, than our call, but a more important call because they want to reconfirm the spelling and everything with you before they tidy you up in their system. But other than that, you're set for now, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon. Bye.
You too.